Welcome to Shom Achshav and the Daf Shir's sponsor, Lunishbasar Miakoshom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'abas Sod of Kuf Samech Aleph. The Gemara in Mudbei says that the Amoraim used to sign their name with a sign, not with an actual name. Rav Tzir Kavro. Rav drew a fish. Rav Chanino Tzir Charuso. Branches of the palm tree. Rav Chizdo Samech and Rav Yishaya Ayin. Rav Chizda used the letter Samech, which is the second letter of his name, and Yishaya the letter Ayin, which is also in his name. So two fascinating ha'oros on these simonim. Rameh Shapir and a few of his drushes, one of them is printed in the Hespedim, in the end of the Sefer, Imre Das. He explains, why did Rav drew a fish? Because it goes back to the Gemara in Brochas of Samech Aleph, with the story of Papas Ben Yehuda, who saw Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah and told him, aren't you afraid from the Malchus? Rabbi Akiva told him it's a mashal to the fox going next to the river and seeing fish, and he sees the fish running away from the nets of the fishermen. And he tells the fish, why are you running away? Just come out to the Abashah, come to the land and live with me. So told him the fish, in the sea, which is Mokom Chiyuseinu, we're scared. So Koshken, if we're going to leave the river, we're going to go to the Yabasha, of course we will be in danger. So says Rameh Shapir, that's where Rav drew a fish, to remind us that the Torah is the Ikar, the Torah is where we live, that's the Mokom Chiyus, that's the fish of Rav. A second hour over here, Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyon Yashas, and this Gemara brought down Gittin Lam Devov. He speaks about the second part of the Gemara that we mentioned, that Rav Chizdo, he drew the letter Samech, and Rav Oishio drew the letter Ayin. Why specifically Samech and Ayin? That's the middle of the word, that's not the beginning of their names. So he explains based on the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuv Dalet, that there the Gemara explains that Samech and Ayin stand for the words Simonim Aseh. Make a simon to remember the Torah. So the Simonim Aseh is that translate the letter Samech and Ayin. And because these Rabbonim were doing Simonim, to remember the name, so they wanted to use letters that belong to this concept of Simonim Aseh. So Rav, who doesn't have Samech or Ayin in his name, he had to draw something else, he drew a fish. And the same thing with Chanino. But Rav Chizdo, they has a Samech, or Yishaya, they has an Ayin, they can use the Samech and Ayin for Simonim Aseh. Specifically, they did Samech and Ayin because of this concept of Simonim Aseh, but it's only the one who has Samech and Ayin in his name. So the Sefer Tiferes Yosef, which is the Likud of Yosef Engel, they send us to another Gilyon Yashas, one which is in Zroim Chelek Gimel, and then in Oizkuf Pei there. So Yosef Engel adds one more thing. We know that in Shas, we usually use the name, we don't have another name, we use the name Yosef ben Shimon. We're going to see it also later, Bo Basra. Why Davka Yosef ben Shimon? So in the past, we brought a pshat of Rav Tzadik HaKohen. What is Yosef ben Shimon coming to say? It says of Yosef Engel, you know what Yosef ben Shimon is? Why Davka these names? Because Yosef is the only Shevet that has a Samech in his name. And Shimon is the only Shevet who has an Ayin in his name. And because when we mention Yosef ben Shimon, it's only a simon be'alma, we're not referring to somebody specific. It's a simon, Yosef ben Shimon. So because it's only a simon be'alma, so I want to use the names they have in the letter Samech and Ayin, which stands for Simonim Aseh, similar to what we have over here in our Gemara. A word niflo of a Yosef Engel. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.